This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Did you see that man downstairs? A church member asked me. I had just completed preaching my Sunday morning sermon and was mentally, spiritually, and physically drained. I had spoken with several people after the service, chatted with some, had a couple of more serious conversations with others. And now that most everybody had left the church building, I was ready to sit down at my desk for just a few minutes before heading home for lunch, after which I would finish my preparation for an evening Bible study. I really didn't want to see anyone at that moment, particularly an unknown man downstairs, for I knew by experience there was probably better than a 50% chance that that man downstairs would be in some kind of need, and that it would be, better than 50% chance, that he would want money. And as I made my way down the stairs, part of my assumption was correct. His name was Mike. Mike looked to be in his 60s, but it's hard to tell with the scraggly beard and worn clothes. He wanted something, but he didn't ask for money. At least not yet, I thought to myself. All Mike wanted was a ride to the next town down the road. Well, none of us who were left at church were in a position at that time to help Mike with his immediate request. Mike was a drifter, and like so many people like him, he apparently preferred that lifestyle, as far as I could tell with my brief conversation with him. I really didn't know how to help Mike with the large issue of life transformation, complete with perhaps a steady job, a more permanent dwelling, 3 square meals a day, which would have been my effort to fit Mike into my mold of a better life. But that would not have been what Mike wanted anyway. Then one of the servants in our church did what was probably, at the moment, the most helpful thing for Mike. "Here's 2 bottles of cold water," she said. And then another lady said, "We have food in our food pantry." And then another said, "You could probably find a ride," and then she pointed out the place downtown where that could probably happen. Well, Mike declined the offer of food, but he took the water, and he headed on his way with no complaints. The next day, my wife said she had seen Mike on the other end of town, hitching a ride. I have to admit, I felt a mixture of guilt and compassion for Mike, for I wanted to do more for him, but I was frustrated that I was stuck in a position where I really couldn't do much more than what I did, and that he wouldn't have wanted more assistance had I had it to offer. You see, maybe what Mike really wanted was just some evidence of love, some action to show that, well, someone cared, even if just a little. Mother Teresa used to tell the nuns that she served with to do the next loving thing. That's good. So, before you judge me for not doing more for Mike, I and others did offer him the help we knew to offer. We listened to Mike and, as best we could, discerned what his capability to articulate it was, that Mike just, well, wanted to ride to the next town, and he was content to move on with no desire to stay in any one place. Still, we could sense the presence of Christ in that situation. Mother Teresa also urged her sisters that during their time of prayer that they should, quote, "promote and maintain the constant awareness of the divine presence everywhere and in everyone, especially in our own hearts and in the hearts of our sisters with whom we live," end quote. A part of me was wanting to do something big for Mike, provide a ministry that could reclaim his past, set him on a better path, and provide a more meaningful life for him. But truly, what was required was love in that moment. Doing something beautiful for God doesn't always require an overhaul, like for Mike, a massive reform of our social and economic structure that might have allowed him a better life. I think it means that wherever we are, we do the best we can with what we have and the knowledge that we have, and that we do that in love. God makes it a beautiful thing if what we do is done out of love for Jesus. Mother Teresa wisely noted, "It may happen that a mere smile, a short visit, the lighting of a lamp, writing a letter for a blind man carrying a bucket of charcoal, offering a pair of sandals, reading the newspaper, may in fact be our love of God in action. Listening when no one else volunteers to listen is no doubt a very noble thing, she said. So I'll end with another quote from Mother Teresa. If you were to die today, she asked, what would others say about you? What was in you that was beautiful, that was Christ-like, that helped others to pray better? Face yourself, she said, with Jesus at your side, and do not be satisfied with just any answer. And so my encouragement today is, do whatever you can in love, and God will make it a beautiful thing. And then come back here and join me next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my